This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We start off about a wonderful superstar, an outside linebacker for the Ravens, dead at the age of 26. A lot of my Louisiana folks will remember what a superstar he was at Louisiana Tech. We're going to talk about that. The weather, stupid. Everybody wants to know when it's going to cool down. Do they realize it's summer? Do you all realize it's summer? It's going to be hot once again at the tail end of the week, heading into the weekend. And then, of course, the following week could be a very long one for people because it's a holiday week with July 4th. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks as always for joining us. We have the red carpet rolled out for you. We even vacuumed it today. Whether you're here for the first time or you've been here many, many other times, remember, you can always reach out and touch us, how, through the miracle of the internet and the mailbag, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Jalen Ferguson, the Baltimore Ravens outside linebacker, the team announced, has died at the age of 26. Just a simple statement over Twitter. They said he was kind, a respectful young man with a big smile, infectious personality, and boy, could he play. No cause of death has been given, and the family is asking for privacy. At Louisiana Tech, he was such a hot prospect. He was drafted by Baltimore in the third round in 2019. In 38 games with the team, 10 were starts. He had 67 tackles and over 4.5 sacks in 3 seasons. In fact, he caught a nickname. It was Sack Daddy. In college, he broke all the all-time NCAA record for career sacks with 45. So like I said, a Louisiana Tech, I know you remember how talented he was, and it was not a surprise that Baltimore picked him up when they picked him up. We've been talking about this for now probably a week and a half, whether the president was going to call for a 3-month suspension or a 4-month suspension, whatever it was going to be, of the gas tax, the federal gas tax. It looks like President Biden is going to call on Congress in his speech doing that, to suspend federal gasoline and diesel taxes until the end of September, and framing the move as a necessary way to provide relief to all of us, that's us, the American consumers, but certainly not enough to resolve the problem of the surging energy prices. He's also going to ask states to take some steps to remove their own taxes on gas and diesel, and he's going to tell oil refining companies, according to the White House, to increase their capacity ahead of their planned meeting with administration officials. So get that done. They're saying get it done now. So if you look at this, all of this mixed into one, it could reduce the price per gallon of gas by maybe, if all those things happen, a dollar, but at least with the federal tax going down, that would probably end up being around 14, 15 cents to most of us. And I mean, look, anything helps, because the current federal tax on gas is about 18 cents per gallon. The federal tax on diesel is 24, because we know that's obviously hitting trucks too. But is it something that's going to be considered just minimal, or is it something that's going to help? Well, with the holidays and 44, 45 million people hitting the road, it will certainly help from that sense. We've seen now the aftermath of the COVID-19 pandemic and trying to get things on track. Refineries are running at about 90% of their capacity. And remember, it was just this week when the Chevron CEO, Mike Wirth, was furious with the president and said that he should stop criticizing the oil and gas industry and called for a change in approach from the White House, specifically saying your administration has largely sought to criticize and at times vilify our industry, and these actions aren't beneficial to meeting the challenges we face and are not what the American people deserve. So Biden responded when he was asked by reporters later in the day, that was just the other day, what he thought, and he said he's mildly sensitive and said, I didn't know they'd get their feelings hurt that quickly? Well, it's because people are fuming about gas, let's face it. And you know what? There's all kinds of things that are happening thanks to interest rates ticking up, too. Like J.P. Morgan, now they're in the layoff game. They've laid off hundreds of employees in their mortgage division because of the rates spiking. So what comes up must go down. I'm not sure. Think about this. Just months and months ago, people were living large, loving life, house after house after house, writing mortgage after mortgage after mortgage. Now it's stymied. It's stopped. So hundreds of employees laid off. Hundreds of others are going to be reassigned is what they're going to try to do. Apparently, that's what the company says. And we know that the reason why is because of the impact of the shift from the Federal Reserve to what they're calling this inflation fighting mode. And we're going to see those interest rates tick up. Again, it's not over at this point. I mean, mortgage rates are rising at the fastest pace that they have since 1987. And the Fed says they have to do it, that we have to be aggressive. It's the only way that we contain inflation. So it's hurting demand for new mortgages and refinancing, too, because refinancing is dramatically decreased. Who wants to refinance when you're not getting a great deal? I mean, that's why you refinance, right? Why would you do that otherwise? Because then you look at the equity picture. So it does stand to reason, and we've already seen this with Redfin and some other companies, that there are going to be layoffs. I'm not really, really surprised by this. All right, I have to put this one in here for fun. When you think of macaroni and cheese, what do you think of? That blue box, the Kraft blue box. So it's been Kraft macaroni and cheese for 85 years. 85 years, which is crazy. I didn't know that it was 85 years old. So now they're going to call it Kraft mac and cheese. Mac and cheese. So get it? It's subtle. All they're doing is taking the macaroni out. It's just mac and cheese. And the reason the company says they're rebranding, just that little change, is it reflects the way people organically talk about the brand. Water cooler buzz. That packaging now is just going to have that new name in August. So it's not going to say macaroni across the front of it, because they believe that they're comfort food, and that's what people think. And that if it's out there and that's what everybody's calling it, why not just reflect that and rebrand it and call it mac and cheese? Obviously, it's a popular product. There's strong demand for it, but there are some supply constraints, and that's initially cost Kraft more, so they've had to put out letters to suppliers saying that the upward trend in packaging and transportation, ingredients, labor costs, that it keeps on going, that they haven't seen any of these levels in decades, and because of the higher costs, they're going to have to raise prices. So you look at mac and cheese, and why do people get mac and cheese? Because it's cheap, because you want to eat it. It's comfort food, but yes, it doesn't cost you a lot of money. So hopefully they won't raise it too much, which I don't believe that they'll do. But it is interesting. It shows you, we keep talking about the supply chain. We've had people on to give us examples of what's happening, and this is just another example. And we see this a lot with food. And when you go to the grocery store and you ultimately look at the slip when it's all said and done and they're ringing it up and your eyes get bigger and bigger, this is the reason why, because the packaging and everything else in between is going up, up, up. I'll meet you on the flip side.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
Coming up, and 4th of July, it's interesting. For me, I mentioned this already, I grew up just outside of Philadelphia, and it was always a big deal to me, the whole Declaration of Independence. I was fascinated from the time I was a kid about the founding fathers and how the government was established and all things related to breaking away from the king and visiting the battlefields and all that stuff. So it's perfect to have Josh Charles on with us, an Epic Times columnist and a former White House speechwriter for Vice President Mike Pence, also a number one New York Times bestselling author and historian, to talk about Tom Jefferson's top 10 rules for life, just in the nick of time. Thanks so much for coming on, Josh.
Thanks, Kate. Appreciate it.
So let's, first of all, because you're a historian, so the impact Thomas Jefferson had on our nation and what we celebrate on July 4th, what do you think it was? I mean, obviously, everybody's going to say he had an impact, but what do you think?
Well, I think he really puts the left lies to it really shows them for what they are. The reason I say that is because I'm thinking of a letter that Abraham Lincoln wrote where he said, it was like all honor to Jefferson or hail Jefferson, something like that. He was saying that in the heated moment of a revolution, you know, in the Declaration of Independence, he put in this abstract principle that Lincoln said would be, you know, a warning and a stumbling block to all forthcoming tyranny, and you know that our rights come from our Creator, and that governments are instituted to protect those rights. And so, you know, Lincoln appealed to that, Winston Churchill appealed to that, Frederick Douglass appealed to that, Martin Luther King Jr. appealed to that. So, you know, Jefferson is the one who really put these timeless principles in there. That while he himself was not obviously living up to it perfectly, as were some of the other founders, nonetheless, they remain in many ways completely true through all time, and a rebuke and a stumbling block, as Lincoln said, to all harbingers of future tyranny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Give Jefferson a thing for that.
Yeah, I think so, too. I agree.
Just a little thing, you know.
Yeah, just a little thing. Always my favorite. Always my favorite. Along with some, a little Ben Franklin thrown in. You know, I like some of Franklin. Was eccentric kind of guy, but definitely contributed and chipped into some things that I think are still very relevant today.
Yes, for sure.
Definitely. All right, Tom Jefferson's top 10 rules for life. What are his top 10 rules?
Well, these were from a letter he had at the end of his life, and it was a really touching letter. There was a family that named one of their sons after him, so Thomas Jefferson, and then his last name was Smith. But they named him his first and his middle name, Thomas Jefferson. And so he gives this wonderful letter, and actually has a beautiful introduction that I think is very relevant to today. And this was his overall advice. Then he gave, you know, top 10 individual pieces of advice. But he said, adore God, reverence and cherish your parents, love your neighbor as yourself and your country more than life. Be just, be true, murmur not at the ways of providence, which means don't complain. So shall the life into which you have entered be the portal to one of eternal and ineffable bliss. And so, you know, this idea that when we're born into this world, we're born with a set of duties, and only by complying with those duties can we attain happiness, both temporal and, as Jefferson said, even eternal happiness. And, you know, especially as far as today, where many of us, I don't know about you, I suspect you have, you know, traveled to a number of places in the world. I have as well. I've been to all the continents except Antarctica. And whenever I come home, I find that I'm always extremely grateful to live in America, very grateful for our country. And that's what, you know, that's what's called the virtue of patriotism. It doesn't mean that your country is always right. There's plenty of things our country's done that aren't right, things that the government has done that I don't agree with. But I still believe in that fundamental virtue of patriotism, just like the virtue of honoring your parents. It's when you honor your country like you honor your parents for things that you can never fully repay. Your parents, you know, they provide for you. They cover, put a roof over your head. They give you food in your stomach. And in a similar sense, our country provides a place of safety, a place of security, a place of prosperity, and possibilities that we could never provide for ourselves. And so when he says, murmur not at the ways of providence, that particularly strikes me today, because that, you know, remembering that gratitude that we owe our country, regardless of its imperfections, is something I think we could really stand to regain today.
Oh, I so agree. Virtue of patriotism. And you're right. I've traveled all over the place, and I say this all the time. Despite differences and things, that some things that I don't like, America still is the greatest country, I think. And every time I come back, I feel very, very fortunate.
For sure. Well, I can go through the top 10 really quick if you'd like.
Yeah, well, I wanted to cherry pick a couple of them. Let's do that.
Sure.
So one of them he says, and I think of the procrastination thing, his number one, we'll go right to this, his number one rule was never put off till tomorrow what you can do today. Was he that kind of guy, or did he have any procrastination in him?
I think Jefferson half lived up to this. In some serious ways, he failed this rule himself, notably in his finances, and also on the slavery issue. You know, he was in theory very opposed to slavery, but he kept putting it off and kept putting it off. Now, there's some complexities with all that. You know, the law in Virginia made it a little more difficult. You couldn't just, you know, emancipate a slave, you know, just like that. There were some more complexities involved. But overall, this was, you know, this is the great stain with Jefferson, is the man who was saying that all men are created equal. You know, he fundamentally lived himself as if all men weren't equal, you know, because he enslaved some of them. And so that would have been, you know, the main thing where he procrastinated. But as far as applying it today, I think it applies in many, many realms. But as we're seeing with the runaway government spending, the increasing inflation, which is, I would argue, driven by our monetary policies mostly. You know, we've been putting off till tomorrow what we can do today for decades now, at least since the 60s or 70s. And I'm concerned the price will come due here pretty soon for my generation. I'm a millennial, and your generation as well, and Gen Z. And so, we have been violating this rule big time, and there's no free lunch. And at some point, the price will be due.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that. And there's some other policies, I would say, that would fall into that same category.
Totally.
It's interesting, you know, like you think of the situation at the border, right? So Reagan was all over this in the beginning, and ever since I've been in talk radio, we've been talking about the same thing over and over and over and over and over again.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And very, just a little movement here and there, but never all the way fully to, okay, here's what we need to do, here's what we need to adopt, and here's how we can streamline this, fix this, figure this out, and then it gets worse and worse and worse, and then everybody is furious, and there's a lot of finger pointing, and I mean, we could talk all night about that. How about if we go from 1 to 10, and
sure.
Number 10 was when angry, count 10 before you speak. If very angry, 100. So then it makes me wonder about the temperament of Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah. I think he was actually pretty good at this one. He was, he was famously quiet at the Continental Congresses. And when he spoke, even his inaugural, you know, a lot of people could barely hear him. You know, we have the prepared remarks. But when he gave his inaugural speech, you know, people could barely hear him. He was just speaking barely above a whisper. So he was actually pretty good at keeping his temper in check from everything we know. But, you know, again, applying it to today, you know, Jefferson knew that what distinguishes human beings from animals is that we have a rational brain. What, you know, I'm a Catholic, and what the church would call a rational soul. And that rational soul allows us to perceive what is right and wrong. And choose. That doesn't mean everything's always crystal clear, but in general, we can perceive right and wrong, and we can choose with free will to do what's right. And so Jefferson believed that, and so that means that if you're going to live according to our human nature, which is to be rational, we need to keep our passions, you know, the things that draw us to overdo it with our emotions or with eating too much food or getting lust out of control or greed or power, you know, all these things that we're attracted to and tend to take us from the path of what's reasonable, we need to keep those in check. And obviously when we're angry, we're most prone to do that. And, you know, when you relate it to contemporary politics, you're talking about the finger pointing earlier. I think we could stand to do this. And actually, this isn't related to Jefferson, but there's one book I've recommended, you know, second after the Bible for a decade or so, and that's Neil Postman's book, Amusing Ourselves to Death, which he published in 1985. And it's basically about how everything in education and politics and religion had been dumbed down by electronic media into a form of entertainment. And it basically habituates us to only getting things in little, you know, snippets, when actually we live in a complex world with complex issues that require, you know, deep thought and deep dialogue, right? And so I think applying that lesson with Jefferson's rule, you know, when we're angry, count to 10, you know, if we're very angry, count to 100, you know, let's apply it with social media, you know, and I actually find myself doing that all the time. You know, I only post maybe about 5% of what I'm actually thinking or even start to type. Because I pull back a lot, or I've just gotten better at it over the years, and I won't even type it because I realize, I need to think about this more.
Yeah,
and you know, people ask me to write columns all the time, and I like to do that, but I don't like it to the extent that it requires me to instantly react to everything because that's not very thoughtful.
Josh, thank you so much, Josh Charles. You were tremendous. Bye bye.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News.
A poll released Wednesday shows most American voters view President Joe Biden negatively and think the price of gas is a serious economic issue. The Quinnipiac University poll, which shows only 32% approve of Biden's handling of the economy, comes on the same day the president called for a three-month suspension of federal gas taxes.
The federal government charges an 18 cents tax per gallon of gas that you purchase and a 24 cent tax per gallon of diesel you purchase. We can bring down the price of gas and give families just a little bit of relief.
A helicopter crashed in West Virginia late Wednesday afternoon, killing all six people on board. The Federal Aviation Administration said the helicopter crashed near Route 17 in Logan County. The victims' identities have not been released. You're listening to USA Radio News. The federal government is looking to restrict nicotine in tobacco products.
The FDA is planning to require tobacco companies to reduce the levels of nicotine in cigarettes. The move is a bid to make traditional cigarettes less addictive and cut down on smoking in general. According to the FDA, over 480,000 people die prematurely each year from smoking-attributed diseases. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Nearly 1,000 people are reported dead after an earthquake rocked eastern Afghanistan. Officials say about 950 people are dead and more than 600 are injured after a magnitude 6.1 earthquake struck early Wednesday near the Pakistani border. An Interior Ministry official says helicopters are being used to reach the injured. And Yellowstone National Park has partially reopened after record flooding that damaged homes and wiped out infrastructure. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Waters is with us, and he is so darn talented. I mean, like, I have a list of things that he's done, and I could just go through the list, the stuff where he's displayed his merchandise, his artwork. Think of Summer Olympics, one Winter Olympic, that would be Salt Lake City, one Football World Cup final involving the Reggae Boys, Jamaica's Reggae Boys, Trafalgar, think of that, Trafalgar members and what that means and traveling all parts of the world. I mean, seriously, his book is a treasure because he is a treasure with what he's been able to do and how he lights up the world with his art and just his incredible personality. And it's all about his journey, this book, and we're excited to have him on. Thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, thank you.
Aki Wally, the best. You're the best. So how did it all start?
I'm honored for the introduction and all of that. And at the same time, we have to ensure that we embrace our humbleness, you know? The piece of my book really come from my family's strength, the togetherness and the value, you know, that my family, you know, we really ensure that the extended family, we embrace them and we show, you know, the young generation that, you know, there is a legacy, there is a treasure that we as a people, we have it, and we ensure that we try to share it with the young ones. So, you know, when the time come for us to go and say bye-bye, you know, the generation here, you know, they have something to hold on to so they could move, you know, positive and move strong, you know. And that is one of the main bases of my book, you know, the Akiwale journey in Jamaican reality.
Yeah, you can get that on Amazon. And so you started off, you told me a great story about learning to paint thanks to your father. And but it wasn't some incredible work of art, but it was equally on display. Did you just know you had that talent once you had that first brush in your hand?
No, it's amazing, you know. As I said, I was my first I can remember, it was my dad who he's a builder, he's a painter. He do all the bits to keep the 13 member, including himself, in the family going. And I remember he'd take me at this place to paint curtain. That was the first time that I realized what curtain was.
I bet you did it better than I did. I just run when somebody hands me a paintbrush.
Right, you know, and trust me, I done a reasonable job. I think I was, you know, 18, 19. The most I would be 19 then. And I done a reasonable job. But I remember back in school, though, I was always been owned by the other student wanted me to assist them in their drawing when it would come to art class. And I remember that one thing I was focused on doing my own first. So I get my one out of the way so I could assist one and two with that. But we have to ensure that we dodge from the teacher. You know, we have to hide and do it. And I have a few, and I recall, you know, later when I meet this artist, Sir Robert Bryan. Robert Bryan, but I personally call him Sir because he's a human, you know. He's one of my mentors. And he helped me to be where I am today, you know, with my art and meeting people. And I meet him sometime, and he asked me to come and actually to make his frame, help to show me how to mix paint and all of that. And we were on the street on Trafalgar Road in Kingston. And trust me, we make really great of that, you know. So he moved on, and I started the Trafalgar Artist Collective. Yeah, I started Trafalgar Artist Collective with one Titus Wright, God bless him soul, you know, he's gone and he died young. But Courtney Morgan come on board, Paul Blackwood, my brother Donovan Walters, and, you know, Cedric Fletcher. And then we have a brilliant young miss that was a part of the group, Cherry Stewart. Yeah, she resides in New York now, and she's doing brilliant with her artwork. In New York, yeah, she resides in Brooklyn.
I love that story. So from that street, from starting there, and then to seeing how big it became, I mean, wow! You've been to, you said it, you told me off the air, Japan, the Olympics, hanging out with the reggae boys. What were the reggae boys like?
Yeah, well, going to France to actually see the reggae. Firstly, I went to a pre-promotion. Yeah, this was brilliant. I went to a pre-promotion for the World Cup, where they actually take us and set up us in various parts in England we call it the tube station. Yeah, in New York they call it subway.
Subway.
in Paris they call it underground, something like that. But yeah. It was, you know, it was in Paris, and they put us as various underground station, and we were setting up our craft, our art. We were meeting people from different parts of the world that actually dare to represent their team that qualify for the World Cup in France. And then the following year, I went now when it was the kickoff. And that was good. I meet people from all walks of life.
No kidding.
We were there with our craft, with our art. It was brilliant.
Yeah. I mean, all the amazing things you've been able to do and all the people, because you keep talking about the people and the connection, and I have that same feeling that you have. It is about the people. Is there one moment, though, that stands out where you just said, I know you're being humble, but where you just said, wow, boy, I've come a long way. Was there just one moment where wow?
Yeah, as I said, I embrace my humbleness, and I embrace because, and why? Because I don't see the next human more important than the next. You know, we are all as important as each other. You know, so I don't jump on the bandwagon where, you know, oh, that one is celebrity. Oh, that one is movie star. Because I can put it that every human being have a book inside of them. Yeah, there's a book in every one of us. But it depends if you want to take that book out or if you allow a system to suppress your book. And I do everything that I vomit out my book. And my book is out. Akiwale Journey, A Jamaican Reality.
I love that, Jamaican reality. And that's what we're talking about. I mean, your world became the reality from the street, starting there, from learning to paint, from your dad, from the things that we talked about, to all of these travels. I mean, what's next for you? I can only imagine.
There is so much because right now I'm organizing some land space in Ghana. I'm organizing some land space in Ghana where I wanted to basically set up, you know, houses and all of that. But out of that, I wanted to continue going into the school and embrace the younger one because they are the future. And I believe that if we are here, we must always, as I talk about the batting before, you know, when we are handing a batin, it must be clean. And I see where, you know, when they're running a relay, yeah, they ensure that when they're putting the batin to the next runner, it must be firm, clean, and on soil. You know, and this is what we as human, we have to look in the generation who is coming after us, ensure that whatever we are handing down to them, across to them, it must be something that empower them, you know, and pedal them forward to go positively in this life.
Okay, you have to tell us one celebrity story, though. who is the most famous person you met?
Woo, 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 woo. I met so much people that they said, as I remember that I said, no, you is more important than the other. But I meet a lot of people. Okay, I can tell you, I've met George Foreman, yeah? Yeah, I used to go to the game with Bob Marley, yeah, to the football game.
Yeah.
Bob Marley asked some young people to leave me once. Yeah, they were asking me, don't stand around Bob Marley. Bob Marley said, leave him and make him stay. Yeah? And it's ironic that I was on a tour with Ziggy Marley and the Melody Makers in Ireland. And one of the promoter, one of the person who is touring, actually traveling with Ziggy, came around to me and said to me that you're not going to be able to set up your craft here this evening. You're not going to be able to set up at the venue, you know. And I said, go and go talk to the man there, man. Go and go talk to the man there. And when he went and he spoke to Ziggy, Ziggy said, leave the man there alone.
Wow. Wow.
And Ziggy didn't know that his dad asked another person back in the days as a young man going to the football game at the National Stadium to just leave me. Guy tell him, say, move from around Bob Marley, man. Move from here. And Bob Marley said, leave the youth there, man. Make the youth them stay.
Wow. That's a great story. That's the perfect place to end this because you got all kinds of stories in your books. Oh, boy, oh, boy. You are the best. Akiwale, the best. It's been a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you so much, Keith, and thank you for having me.
My My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I can't tell you how excited I am to have Christine Hassing on with us. She's written a book called Hope Has a Cold Nose. And wait till you hear the story behind this book and the book itself. Christine, thanks so much for coming on.
Okay, it's my honor. Thank you.
Tell me what led you to write this book. Why did you write the book in the first place?
So I was in class with a veteran and a service dog. And we were given an assignment to create something we hadn't done before. And writing life stories was not new to me. I had been volunteering at a local hospice writing life stories for a couple of years. And just prior to meeting the veteran, I had actually been writing letters for a dear friend who was dying of cancer. And we were writing letters for her to leave to her two sons. And so anyway, I asked the veteran if I could write his life story. And what made that new for me is I had not written a life story for somebody who was not knowingly dying. And this veteran very graciously said yes. And so I wrote his story. And in his telling the story, he shared with me a statistic I did not know at the time, that 22 veterans commit suicide a day. And it just absolutely broke my heart to think that there was 22 souls that reached a point where they lost their sense of hope. And so I felt called, inspired, whatever might be the word, to write a book and write life stories of hope and healing and dignity found with the unconditional acceptance and love of a service dog.
So in the book, you really dive into this, talking about matching humans with the right dog, the right service dog, and you tell these stories. Tell us more about the book.
Yeah, so there's 23 life stories. They all have, you know, the common theme of PTSD, but I like to reframe it as pain, trauma, sorrow, or despair, because then I think that takes away any chance of a stereotype when we hear the acronym PTSD. And pain, trauma, sorrow, despair is something we all know at least one aspect of at least once in our lives. And the other theme is the unconditional listening and the unconditional acceptance, because a dog has no judgment. They can't speak back. They can listen and love. And each of the stories, they have that common theme, but each of them are different. One, because they're each individual life story. But my approach with each person was simply to listen. And so some people wanted to talk about their deployment. Others wanted to talk about how their life had changed once they got their service dog. And others wanted to share things from their childhood as well. So each story is unique with a common theme.
Tell us one of the stories. I mean, it's probably hard to pick out your favorite, but tell us one of the stories.
Yeah, I was going to say, how much time do we have for all 23? I will share, there's one story that comes to mind immediately. It was a gentleman who had been a veteran during the Vietnam War. And when he was serving in Vietnam, he had a canine dog that also served with him, who was the dog to sniff out harm. And he returned to the United States, and unfortunately was not able to bring that dog back with him. And that broke his heart and left him very sad, feeling very guilty, along with the traumas of his experiences during that time. So he lived with anxiety, nightmares, you know, a lot of the things that we hear when we hear PTSD. And about 30 years later, he got involved in his community with building a replica of the Vietnam Wall that they could travel to different events, different engagements, and share that wall. So he was on a tour with this wall, and he happened to cross paths with Northwest Battle Buddies in Oregon, or Washington, I should say, Washington State. And he happened to know one of the people that works in that organization, who came up and showed him a picture of a puppy and was asking his advice on how to train this dog, because this person knew this veteran sharing the story had experiences with training dogs from his time in the service. So this gentleman shared, and a few months later their paths crossed again, and again he was shown a picture of this dog and the progress, hearing how he was doing. And fast forward about another year, so I'd say about 2 years, because that's usually what it takes to train a dog, he went to a fundraising event with Northwest Battle Buddies, and he was a speaker, which was really hard for him because he, again, with his anxiousness, wasn't comfortable, but still did that. And at the end of his speech, the founder of Northwest Battle Buddies came up to him and pointed to the back of the room. And the dog that he had been seeing pictures of was given to him that night to be his service dog. And he started training and found a lot of healing from the dog that he couldn't bring to the United States with him. Found a lot of healing on his journey with PTSD, and found a deeper bond with his children because they gained an understanding of the story he had been able to talk about until he shared it for the book.
Wow, what a beautiful story. And there's so many other stories, too, that just they'll just make you smile and get you teary-eyed and everything else. How did you find these stories?
It was, I would say, word of mouth, reaching out. You know, so the first veteran connected me with three additional individuals. I would reach out to organizations, and there would be one person who would want to graciously share their story. They would maybe know somebody or not, and it just became kind of through a two-year journey. One of the things, I had a goal. I wanted at least 22 stories because of the symbolism of 22 lives a day. And just before our world pandemic hit, I gained the last five stories of my goal to complete the book. And I always felt like that was a sign that the book needed to be out there not only for the 22 lives a day, but for what everybody was suddenly starting to understand about isolation, anxiousness, and some of those things that I think a lot of the people in the world are starting to experience over the last couple of years.
Yeah, wow. Good for you. What do you hope people take away from reading Hope Has a Cold Nose, which you can get on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold?
Yeah, so a couple of things. One, I would like to inspire an awareness of a journey with PTSD, foster a compassion for that journey. But also, raise awareness about the holistic healing effect of dogs, service dogs, therapy dogs, emotional support dogs. But in all of those ways, there's a lot of healing power in that. And also to foster a common, more of a, take away the judgment, I guess that's what I'm trying to say, Kate, is take away the judgment that we sometimes have when we hear certain acronyms, or we don't know what to say because we don't know how to handle somebody's pain from their trauma or those things. And foster unconditional listening. I think that was one of the things that so many of the veterans said, as they said, my dog just listens. I can tell them anything. And they said, even if I have someone close to me who really tries to listen and understand, for the veteran, they're still judging themselves. And so they're still expecting the person they're talking to judge them. Where a dog just looks at them with those loving eyes and holds absolutely no judgment. So I would also like to foster us unconditionally listening. We don't have to accept the story, but I think if we listen, we start the healing process for people too.
Oh, so well said. Again, the name of the book is Hope Has a Cold Nose. Christine Hassing, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Okay, thank you. Definitely my privilege.
And thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Poudiarco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.